Astral projection. How to astrally project. Man down through the centuries has talked about. The Bible has even related to ancient writings, religious writings have spoken about. Astral projection, or the Altman, the oversoul, the astral body, the essence. Astral travel is probably one of the most fascinating parts of parapsychology. But you have to take it in steps. And if you take it in specific steps, I guarantee you, and if you religiously stick with it, you will in fact go out of your body. This is a little bit harder than a lot of the other techniques, but it really works. The first thing you want to do is start, as crazy as it sounds, to pick a room in your house. Preferably the kitchen, because it has more items and more things to look at. In your conscious state, in your waking state, walk yourself around meticulously through and around the kitchen. I know you've done this 1,000 times. But do it this time with new eyes. With eyes that are looking at it as if you're doing it for the first time. And start at one end. Start where the refrigerator is or where the stove is. Pick a point. Begin to move around, noticing everything in detail. Touch the refrigerator. Notice the texture. Like I said, almost like you're seeing it for the first time. Touch the handle, even open the door, look at what's inside. Move along the drain board, or the sink, or on the side where you keep a plant, where you keep your flour, your sugar, your salt, the butter dish. Notice the pattern in the tile on the countertop. Run your hand along it. Go to the sink and turn on the water. Notice again whether it is a steel sink, a porcelain sink. Are there any chips in it? Be very minute. There is a window. Look out the window. Notice the windowsill. Walk around. Notice the can opener, the toaster, whatever it may be. Even look at the pattern on the floor, the stove. Touch, see. Listen for the ticking of the clock, the hum of the refrigerator. Stand there and let your eyes roam around. Notice everything. Now go into another room, into the bedroom, front room, place where it's quiet, and lie down. Take a deep breath and begin to relax yourself. Count yourself down. Eventually you will be able to do it very easily. But for now, relax from your toes all the way up. If you want to be meticulous enough to use every toe, like the tantric yoga does, then feel very gently where each part of the body rests against the bed or the couch. This is one of those exercises you must do in a prone position. You will begin to feel lethargy beginning to take over the body, moving all the way up. Ask for peace, comfort, white light of the Holy Spirit, and help. While you're relaxing, go all the way up. Go meticulous through the body, through the whole trunk of the body. Even down the arms, down the shoulders, the spinal column, the fingertips. All the way up through the neck, through the face. Relaxing and counting down. 3, 2, 1, 0. Do this intermittently. Now lying there and breathing in and out, assimilating sleep. Project your mind back to the kitchen And just as you did before, mentally, in your mind, think of yourself starting, walking through the kitchen, just as you did in the conscious state. Start at the refrigerator, move to the countertop, the drain board, the sink, feeling, touching, working yourself around the kitchen. Even though you're lying in the bedroom or on a couch in the front room, if you do this enough, and this should take at least a good 20 to 30 minutes, you can even do it when you're getting ready to go to bed. But every day, no matter how boring it is, meticulously force yourself to actively go around the same room, whether it's the kitchen, the bedroom, the bathroom, whatever room it is. And then lie down and visualize yourself going through the same movement, noticing the same things. At the end of a week or 10 days, some people may take a little longer, and some people can do it within 3 days if their concentration is strong enough. It will come almost naturally. It will be easy for you to visualize because you're remembering what it's like to go around the kitchen. I don't care how clean or spotless or dirty, but each time you will notice something different. This also heightens psychic ability and awareness, because we get too used to looking at everything and not seeing anything. It's just like when we hear but we never listen, or we're looking but we're not absorbing. After doing this, let's say for 3 days, 4 days, you should begin to feel a vibration. Now, this is a point that frightens most people when they feel this vibration coming over them, almost as if their body is vibrating. They can even feel a rush of air. They can even feel as if hands are pulling on them, and they resist. Don't resist. The white light of the Holy Spirit is around you, and nothing will hurt you. Your guide, your guardian spirit is with you. Your God-centeredness is intact. There is nothing evil that can harm you. The Bible says we are attached by a silver cord. The next thing that you may do then or hear is a loud pop, and you find yourself suspended above your body. Many times the first thing one thinks is that they are dead. Of course you're not. This suspension over the body even happens in operations. I myself had an experience once when I was giving birth to my first child. People have actually gone into cardiac arrest and saw people working over their body, and actually came back to tell every single person what they were doing, even though themselves were unconscious or pronounced dead. It's very imperative when you find yourself out of your body, if you are up at the ceiling or close to your body, not to panic. The first time, though, you may want to stay close to your body. It's more comforting. Some people just get to this point. I think, again, it's very important just to stay at this one point where you are by your body or above your body. And then eventually you will be able to force yourself to walk around your house. Go back into the kitchen by which you physically and mentally went through. And now that you're astrally through. Then when you're a little bit more sure of yourself and you're used to the rush of wind, the popping sound, and used to your guides being around you in maybe a couple of weeks, ask that you can go outside, go to a specific place, visit a friend, go to another country. Eileen Garrett, a famous medium, and also Dr. Sylvain Muldoon were the foremost in this area. Dr. Sylvain Muldoon actually took people out of insane asylums who kept professing that they could get out of their bodies. Eileen Garrett proved it by having people put something at a certain address. Once there was an apple, a book, and a knife beside the apple. She didn't know any of this. Then they told her to go to this one street into the room in an astral state and bring back the knowledge what she saw was there. She not only did that, but she also told them what page the book was open to and actually read the lines and brought them back mentally, which proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was possible. To prove that this was so, they even would tack little tiny written messages up in the far corners of the room. She would go into a light state of relaxation, actually astrally project her body out of her body, go up and read the tiny messages, and when she came out, would tell them what they said. If you have a partner in this, it's even better. Somebody across town, and you know exactly how to get there. Have a time set up, like 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Have them open a book or write a message. Have them be doing something at that particular time. The next day or that evening, call them and verify. You'll be amazed at how much you do know. Again, I cannot emphasize this more, but it really brings up the psychic ability. We cannot go on farther, though, without talking about a condition known as astral catalepsy. This is where we awaken or we feel we have had a dream, which we feel that we can't move, and we feel rigid. We feel like something is holding us down. This happens usually when we are very tired or very stressed. And also the astral body does go out, at least my guide says, 3 times a week on the average. Going back, we are very exhausted because we may have been out astrally rejuvenating ourselves and something wakes us up and the astral body scurries to get back in. We are neither in nor are we out. And we feel like we are frozen and screaming inside of ourselves. This is very common. It's nothing to be frightened about. Once you ask to be relieved of this, it will never come again. So first you'll feel the vibration, then the rush of air, and then you'll feel yourself out. Look around and see if there is a guide waiting for you, because a guide can take you to fantastic places. And if you ask, you can have memory to come back with. I don't think it's feasible or healthy just to do it for doing it. But to be able to have real rejuvenation and come back with precious material, even from the other side, as far as knowledge is concerned, makes it all worthwhile. You never want to do it just to escape. Because in this life, you just can't escape. Not through suicide, not through astral projection, not through any means. You're here to learn a lesson. You have to complete your course, or you're going to have to do it again. Many people have even met in the astral state. Many people that you will meet later on, that you've met, let's say, in some far-off future, you will meet again. I think really that's where the whole phrase comes from, my dream girl, my dream man. Start right away. Know that the vibration happens. Know that the rush of air and the pop occurs. Of course there is a pop because the soul is going out. Don't be disconcerted by looking at your own body. Most of us are never benefited by looking at ourselves in 3D living color. We see ourselves only in a mirror. When we're out of our body, we can look down at ourselves, but we don't see our total self in an observant position lying in a bed. That body will keep breathing. You're not going to go out there and get caught somewhere. Most dreams of traveling or flying are just that, that you're really in an astral state. It's the cheapest way to travel. But if you go out too much, you will find that you're exhausted. So only do it when you have specific things to accomplish and prove it to yourself. Because we're a research center, we believe also in the proof itself, proving that it can be done. We've done this in many of our classes, what we call the remote astral viewing. In other words, one person is doing something in another place and the other person is trying to astral project towards them to see what they are doing. You're not going to die during this. but it certainly can give you the idea of what death is like and takes the fear out of dying. People are now so safe and are totally convinced that they are complete mind, body, and spirit, in a glorified body, just as our Lord was. That they are a real substance, and that shell that we're residing in is nothing more than a very faulty shell at best, an earth plane shell. If you do these simple exercises, you want it bad enough, gear your mind to it. It will happen. Ask to go to Akashic Records, that you can read the records of someone you loved in order to help them. You will be allowed in if you're not just snooping around. Ask that you can go to the other side and see what resides there. You will find what we have all found, whether in regression or astral projection or near a death and dying experience. All of us have the same experiences. All of us see the same things. Ask that you go to the other side, sit on a bench, and have a loved one come sit with you. Someone dead, past, someone you met, someone you care about. You will be very surprised at how you can even have a conversation with this person. Wait a while, though, if you are deeply in grief. Wait until you get a little past that, because grief in itself does hold a person in a bond so that you can't reach the other person. Not that it holds the person that's dying, but holds you away from the person. Even if you do nothing more than get outside of your body and observe yourself in a sitting or hovering position, this should be enough to convince you that it's actually happening. Notice what side you're lying on, what's in the room. Anytime you wish to come back, all you have to do is just demand that your body and soul are joined together. Demand that your soul comes back, the astral, the altman, the oversoul. But do it with purpose. Never do this astral projection, I repeat, as an escape. I don't care how much curiosity you have about it. But at least once you do it with purpose. Each time you do it, the vibration cuts down, the rush of air, the vertigo that sometimes occurs, because there again you're using a faculty that you're not used to using. Always, always surround yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit of protection. Always ask your guide to be in attendance. Of course, they always are anyway, but it makes one feel better to know that there is someone to call on. Ask for the archetypes, which are the beautiful entities. They're really made out of pure love. Ask that they come around you. It's the same thing as a church calls archangel. The loved ones who have passed on, ask them around. Don't be surprised, though, if you see someone who looks very young but seems familiar to you, because many times in astral state, if your mother died or someone died very old, you may see them at the age of 30. So you may not recognize them right away, so be aware of this. Everyone on the other side is 30. The best time to start is now. Don't wait. People will give themselves excuses. I don't feel good, or I'll wait until I'm better. Any time is the right time to start the astral projection. You can travel to any place you wish. You can have a marvelous traveling companion as your guide. As simple as these exercises are, to get your mind programmed and geared up to be proficient at this. You'll meet loved ones that are long past, loved ones that you have not even seen yet, or from past lives, or from many, many years from past life, people that you recognize immediately, knowledge that you couldn't even believe that you could attain. Coming back with all the spiritual infusion that you know and more. And that's important in total knowledge, not just belief that life is a continuance, but that you'll never be lost. The belief that your essence will go on just as our Lord's glorified body went on and was assumed into heaven, so you will go on. Start right away. It's a marvelous journey. Once you do it, once you're aware of your own power, you'll never want to go back and not have this ability. Do it religiously every night for a week or 10 days, and you'll finally be out. Then you'll know what all the saints and all the mystics have felt, the feeling of well-being, this feeling of peace, and just exactly what you're going to feel on the other side. Know for sure that there aren't any demons or evil, just beauty and rest and love and activity. May God bless you and keep you, and may your journey be a thrilling one.